USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the United States has conducted over 7.5 million coronavirus tests. Regarding testing everyone, McEnany says,
"Yeah, well, let's dismiss a myth about tests right now. If we tested every single American in this country at this moment, we have to retest them an hour later and then an hour later after that, because at any moment you could theoretically contract this virus. So the notion that everyone needs to be tested is just simply nonsensical. The people who need to be tested are vulnerable populations. That's why Dr. Birx has repeatedly emphasized we need to surge nursing homes with the testing."
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is moving to release dozens of witness transcripts from the panel's Russia investigation. This comes after House Republicans sent a letter to Schiff demanding the release. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
April saw the worst job losses in the history of the ADP private payrolls report. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The report released Wednesday morning showing 20.2 million jobs evaporated last month as the virus pandemic brought much of the U.S. economy to its knees. The April job losses, 25 times more than the previous one-month record of about 835,000 jobs lost in February of 2009 during the financial crisis and the Great Recession. The government's jobs report for April is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
America's pediatricians say schools should plan to phase in reopenings before returning to full activity. The American Academy of Pediatrics issuing new guidance suggesting the possibility of reduced school hours when in-person classes resume. The group also saying schools also need to prepare for distance learning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Former Dirty Jobs host and returning The Favor host Mike Rowe is questioning the widespread use of the term essential worker. Rowe arguing that many industries deemed unessential during the coronavirus pandemic are the backbone of the U.S. economy. When it comes to opening up what some deem these non-essential businesses, Rowe says,
"Safety obviously is very, very, very important, but the notion that nothing in the country is more important than staying safe, that's not something commonsensical people embrace. That's something you hear from people who are trying to sell you something or politicians who are trying to get reelected. So we have to get away from the cookie cutter bromides and platitudes and start dealing with one zip code at a time."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Elon Musk and singer Grimes are welcoming a baby boy into the world. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Singer and musician Grimes is a new mom. The 32-year-old recording artist gave birth to her first child, a son, with her boyfriend, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk. He shared the good news on Twitter, writing, "Mom and baby are all good." Elon Musk has five other sons with his ex-wife, Justine. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio or check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.